Over the next 5 days, you'll hear an amazing story about one American POW during World War II. We are not only grateful to him, but also the Veterans Museum and Memorial Center in San Diego for their help in arranging the interview. We encourage you to visit them to hear and learn more. The American Countryside returns after this. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of 5 items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Cy Brenner was born in 1922 in Montreal, Canada. His family moved to Detroit when he was just 9 months old.
On my 20th birthday, 1942, I was drafted into the United States Army. I went to Fort Custer, Michigan. From there, I went to Camp Claiborne, Louisiana, and I was thrilled riding in the train, going through all of the cities that I had read about.
He earned a medal for marksmanship with an M1 rifle while at the camp.
But 3 months after I got that medal, I couldn't understand why they would take a guy who shot expert with the M1 rifle and transfer him to the medics. And I was trained how to take wounded men off the battlefield in litters. We had teams of litter bearers.
In 1944, Cy was headed to Europe.
We went overseas on a Liberty ship called the SS Brooke. And our experience going over the seas was with the heavy seas, which made everyone seasick. And being a medic, they told us to take apples and crackers to all the seasick soldiers.
He remembers seeing the Rock of Gibraltar as they made their way to France.
We landed in Marseille, France, experienced the plight of the French people. They had no food. Their automobiles were very bad shape.
It was November of 1944, and Cy was about to be killed in action. At least that's what everyone but Cy believed. His amazing story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.